A much more concerted effort is underway to abolish the death penalty in Wyoming. The League of Women Voters, religious groups, the Wyoming ACLU, and Wyoming's chapter of the NAACP have organized a campaign after an effort to abolish capital punishment failed in the state Senate this year after passing in the House. Sabrina King of Wyoming's ACLU is leading the 9-month campaign to gain support for the effort.
I think that there is an idea that because we haven't had anyone who has been executed since 1992, that we're really judicious with the death penalty, it doesn't cost us anything. And the reality is that even though we haven't executed anyone, every time there's a death penalty case, it costs us hundreds of thousands of dollars. Our legislature is appropriating literally millions of dollars just because a prosecutor might say, I think this is a death penalty case, and then it needs to be defended as such. And it costs so much money. And the reality is, it is not a punishment that we can even follow through with. So it's a little bit disingenuous for us, I think, to at this point have the death penalty as part of our criminal justice system.
I covered the Mark Hopkinson execution back in 1992, and I know this was an argument at the time that if you execute somebody, the cost of the state is quite a bit more, isn't it, than life imprisonment?
Yes, and the Department of Corrections has been really clear that they are capable of housing people for a life without parole sentence and doing so safely. And because of how much the public defense costs, because of how much the prosecution costs, because of how much, you know, all of the appeals cost and the cost of actually going through with an execution, all of that combined ends up costing more than simply having someone in prison for life. So if you're looking at the death penalty from a fiscal responsibility standpoint, it really doesn't make any sense.
Sabrina King visiting with us from the ACLU. She is the director of campaigns. This current campaign is to abolish the death penalty in the state of Wyoming. One of the things that I think you should probably address is some of the concerns on the other side. You've got the Prosecutors Association that actually opposed the abolishment of the death penalty. The feeling is that this is something perhaps you could use to deter crime.
There is not a single person who is involved in our criminal justice system or prosecutors who really believes that the death penalty serves as a deterrent. There has been so much that has been studied. There is so much evidence that shows that is not the case. And if you even just look at the lay of the land around the country, states that don't have the death penalty don't have hugely higher, you know, murder rates. Is actually the opposite. States that have the death penalty actually have higher death rates. So there's no correlation between whether or not you have the death penalty and what the crime rate looks like.
One thing, though, I assume is probably true is that if I'm facing my sentence or I'm about ready to, you know, if you plead guilty, you don't get the death penalty and you'll get life imprisonment. I'm assuming that's really what they're concerned about, is losing that little leverage.
Right. And there is the argument that it's a tool in a toolbox and prosecutors need it, you know, for leverage. You know, but I had a conversation with a lobbyist for the Prosecutors Association as we were going through this, and he said, no prosecutor uses the death penalty in that way. You know, and I think from an ethical standpoint, if you are a prosecutor, using the death penalty as leverage to get someone to plead guilty, I think is something that, you know, an ethical prosecutor wouldn't do, because you're basically threatening someone with death in order to get them to plead. And who knows if that person is actually guilty or not. But if you threaten someone's life, then certainly you might be more inclined to say, oh, I'll just plead guilty, because if I don't, then I'll die.
I think the fact, though, it does remain that you have enough citizens out there that like the death penalty and like it to be used. And that's maybe that last bunch, you're going to have to change some minds.
Yeah. And I think that's one piece of where we're really trying to get to over the course of the next, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 months in the lead up to the next legislative session, is having that public discussion. Because I think there are a lot of people who, you know, because we haven't had an execution since 1992, haven't really spent a lot of time thinking about it. And what we saw at the legislature is legislators who really had to sort of sit down and grapple with whether or not to keep the death penalty, many of them changed their mind and really came around to, if you look at the facts, if you look at the data, if you look at the cost, if you look at what it does to communities and to our criminal justice system, this isn't something that we want to keep on the books. And I don't think the Wyoming public is all that different. I think if we actually have that public discussion and sit down and lay out the reality of what having the death penalty means for our state, a lot of people really kind of come around to, actually, we don't need this.
What do you think it means for the state to have it?
I think it means that we are saying as a state that we are comfortable allowing our government to kill a person, which I, on a personal level, I'm not comfortable with. I don't think that's a role government should play. And I think really when you step back and look at what the criminal justice system is supposed to be doing, retribution is not supposed to be one of those things. And that is really, at the end of the day, what the death penalty is it's retribution. The conversation at its core is about what people in Wyoming feel is justice and what is just. And my sense, especially after hearing the conversation on the floor of the House and the floor of the Senate this past year, is what is just in Wyoming is not the government executing people.
Sabrina King is with the ACLU. She's the Director of Campaigns. A pleasure having you back. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.